Hey, what's up, guys? It's Weezer Isaac Akins, and welcome to the Weezer Isaac Akins podcast. It's Monday, and I'm here again to talk about Monday things. Last week I did something on anxiety, and basically it was how I felt when I woke up one of those mornings, and I was feeling like I did not know what was going to come of the day. But turns out it went out nice. The entire week went to play out quite nicely because I just started vibrating this kind of like positive energy about basically everything. And I did have my down days, definitely. I'm human. But after a while, I had to like just find something to be happy about. And I also talked about association in one of those recordings I made. Like, the people you surround yourself with, the energy they are vibrating with, you also need to vibrate with that same energy. And I was doing a lot of browsing or a lot of internet doing, and I came across depression. To be honest, I would say that I think I have been depressed before, because there was a time in my life I just particularly felt like things were not going the way I planned, and my depression was somehow kind of silly, but then again, I was actually. And if you think depression is something that is so vague, or something that is so out of reach, it's actually very common. Very common. Like, World Health will like rate it as a very common disease. Like, it's not a disease, but they rate it as an illness. A very common illness that affects about 280 million people. Which is really, really something to deal with. But the reason why we don't take it seriously is probably because it's not something that actually gives you an obvious enough symptom until you are almost suicidal. That's when people start taking you serious. But you don't need to get to the point of being suicidal before you know personally that you're depressed. And there are signs that it gives off that, God, I'm being depressed, or something is going on in my life that isn't really working out nice. Most times, instead of talking to people about how you really feel, people bottle up their emotions. And I don't blame them for doing that, because it's a cold world out there. You tell people your matter now like this, the next thing it becomes public knowledge, it becomes gist. You understand? So that's why people are like secretive as to who they tell their things to. And also, if you tell people things, you want a solution to that which you told somebody. And at the end of the day, the people you told or the person you're telling cannot offer you any solution. And you're like, it's a solution I'm looking for, rather than just tell my matter to somebody who can't even help me. Let me just keep it and probably find a way to like help myself. And this is where a lot of people make mistakes. They say a problem shared is half solved, because there is no telling the kind of idea or the kind of angle the person you're telling would look at the problem from, and would probably prefer a solution or a suggestion that might save you hours of going around the bush. And I think that's one of the most important things. And alarmingly, it's very funny that the majority of the people that are depressed as of 2022 are teenagers and young adults. I find it so strange, because I'm like, how? Although when I was depressed, I was actually around, I'm still in the age bracket of a young adult, so, but and my depression was like around 2 years ago, or there about two years ago. Kind of like, it was like a phase for me. Where like, it wasn't like I was doing badly in life. I was financially okay, but then got depressed into financial instability, emotional instability, religious instability, a lot of instabilities like that. And it kind of like almost left me at a wreck. But thank goodness I'm out of it for the most part. I still have not so very nice experiences from then. But the reason why I'm talking about it is that until it gets suicidal, nobody pays you any attention. I actually did think about it, like suicide thoughts did cross my mind. Funny enough, it was very insignificant. Like, the reason where I'm driving at a point where the reason why teenagers and young adults are like the most affected, or I'm giving my own explanation for why I think teenagers and young adults are the most affected. I'm a young adult. I have a very good company. Thank God for that. I always say this, that I thank God for the company I keep. The friends I keep are really good people. They are really good people, positive influences and all that, which is like a very amazing thing for me as an individual. And yeah, they've been the one kind of like being the check and balances to most of the things I do. I won't really go into details about the things I used to do or the things I do, because I don't. That's another reason why people don't speak up, because people are scared of people that would judge them. And everybody seems to have an opinion about something these days. Once you drop something, someone has an opinion about it. Everyone is just opinionated, and that actually scares people too. So they just bottle it all in. And yeah, so during my own phase, like, I thought I was depressed. Well, let me say I was, actually. I was always constantly sad. I was sad. I was brooding. I brood a lot because I'm someone that is very serious and I'm given to deep thinking. So I was just constantly over brooding things, and I was drowning it with, I was drowning it with substance abuse. I wouldn't say what substance, but then there was substance abuse. I was drowning every night. Sometimes I come to class on stuff, you know. People don't notice. There were people that actually noticed that this wasn't particularly myself. You know, and they were like, this isn't you, Isaac, this isn't you, what are you going through, what is this, what is that, blah, 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 you know, people that cared about me enough to, like, know that I was off. And one way or the other, I found solace in their embrace and their friendship and the warmth of their conversation and all that. And fast forward some years, and this is 2022. And I can say thank God for them, and I am where I am today. And I'm still trying to recover from all those bouch that I entered in 2020. So that explains a lot. As a young adult, and I already saw some things that actually made me think suicidal. I didn't attempt it, but I thought it. The thought alone is something, because it's quite scary. A lot of young adults and teenagers are in that phase, because another thing that affects people generally is societal pressure or cultural pressure. There is this demand on young people these days to just amount to something within a certain age bracket pretty quickly, and this drives people to want more from life. And failing is not an excuse. Failing is not an option. So when most people fail, they fail the first time, they fail the second time, they start seeing themselves in the light of failure, which isn't particularly true. You fail the first time, second time, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Doesn't particularly make you a failure. All you just need to do is twerk whatever it is that you're doing wrongly and try again. It's just as simple as that. I mean, there are people that made inventions, people that made discoveries. They failed a lot, but they kept trying till one day they got it right. That's just how it is. I remember the very first time I failed in life, like, ever, because I have never failed an exam prior to the time I wrote UI PostUTME in 2015. And all of a sudden, if you push it in me, I scored 41, I think. I was mad. My countenance changed. I was not myself. I couldn't explain it. I was like, what will I tell my teachers? What will I tell my classmates? What will I tell people? Oh, my parents are very understanding people. I mean, my parents are, like, so chilled. They're just chilled people. They're chilled individuals. They're not the kind of people that want unnecessary pressure to be this on anybody. They just make you, like, they just try to tell you that just do the best that you can and, you know, just leave the rest. My mom is always fond of saying it's God that gives glory to lazy people. Like, Olorun lo man gbogbo folen yan. That kind of thing, if you understand Yoruba. So they don't really stress my siblings and I when it comes to, like, academics like that. But, you know, I just felt like I had a reputation from secondary school, and I had a reputation amongst my friends and classmates. And I felt like I was the only one that wasn't going to get admitted into school that year. So I got mad. But then I'm just stating examples of why I feel like the larger percentage of young adults and teenagers are the ones that are depressed. But I feel like society has just given us a big shoe to fill, an unnecessarily big shoe to fill. I don't know why, but we just tend to feel like you're 21, you're 25, you're not having this, you're not having that, you're not having this, you're not a star kid, you're not a wonder boy, you're not Mark Zuckerberg, you're not Wizkid, you're failed. And then there is TikTok now, and then there is YouTube. And everybody made their first $1 million at the age of 21. And then everybody is, like, having 200 million followers at the age of 22. And that makes you the average 19-year-old look at it like, hey, I'm 2 years away from 21. I don't even have anything. I'm even using a crappy phone. My family is this. My family is that. I'm the firstborn of 500 children. I'm this and that. And you start thinking about your life. And then when you finally do it, 20 or 21, ASUS strike, you you're in a state university or a federal university, and everything is just struggle. Your school fees, you probably even gambled it. And life basically just feels like a mess. And the next thing is, boy, I'm depressed. You've lost so much in life to the point where you feel like you are depressed. Expectations, you're expecting so much from life, and then life just keeps knocking you down, and you're expecting and it keeps knocking you down till you just get to one point and you just feel like, okay, life is unfair. There are a lot of people that just feel like life is unfair. The reason being that some people are born rich, some people are born broke, some people are born average, some people are born into affluence, some people are born into power, some people are born into whatever class it is that you might be born into. And automatically, it just makes people feel like, ah, no, the world is so unfair, the universe is imbalanced, why would you do that kind of thing? As intelligent and beautiful as I am, why should I be born poor? This person is not even as intelligent as I am, and look at the kind of wealth he or she commands. So you start to assume life is unfair. But life is just life, actually. I've said this before, life is just life. Whether you think it's unfair, whether you think it's good, whether you think it's bad, life is just life. It doesn't care. Our individual lives are just so infinitesimal compared to like the existence of the whole universe. Our lives as humans is just so small in the expanse of space and time itself. So there is nothing like unfair. Just take whatever it is that you have and you control the situations around it and use it to your own advantage. Some people have 5 talents. Some people have 2. Some people have 3. Some people have just 1. That one that you have that you think, why would I have 1? And someone else has 5, and it's making you depressed. It's probably that one that nature or God or whatever you believe in knows that you can handle perfectly. And in you handling it is the key to your success or your breakthrough or whatever. But you compare yourself with someone else, obviously, and then you start to feel like it's all over for you and all that stuff. I think one of the things that cause depression that a lot of us don't even look at is comparison. Yes, I've mentioned, or maybe I did not particularly mention it. I feel like social media and the likes, expectation, like class, culture, there's so much expectation on the age bracket. Comparisons to cause all these things. It gives us a mental cage, a mental box. Like we look at ourselves in the light of someone else. Someone else's success becomes the yardstick of our own existence. Why then won't we be depressed? Someone's Lamborghini is the extent to which we begin to reason. Because he bought it at the age of 22, you start to think about life in relation to a Lamborghini and the age of 22. It makes no sense. But then again, it's the reality of the world that we live in. And then there are so many forms of depression. There are so many forms. But the commonest, if you ask a lot of young adults and teenagers, is usually financially related. And I understand that everybody wants to alleviate poverty and understand that everybody wants to live in a class that is affluent. But as everyone thought about taking a chill pill, taking a step back, what investment do you even have in yourself first? Even me that I'm speaking, I look at my life. I like take random checks, like do random troubleshoots. Like what skills do I have? What personal investment do I even have in myself that I want to... that I would now say, okay, well, I'm depressed that I don't have money to like afford a Lambo truck at the age of 25. Have I worked for a Lambo truck? Will a Lambo truck fall from heaven and come and hit me? There are certain times that unexpected wealth and sudden breakthroughs or something are more dangerous than the failures that we think we have right now. Because, okay, I'll use myself as an example. Although I hate using myself as examples of these kind of things, but I think there is somebody or two that will learn from it. When you have unexpected wealth sometimes, wealth that comes to you without you knowing what to do with it, you won't know how that money would leave you. It's a fact. It's something I've experienced. You won't know how that money will leave. One way or the other, the money will go down the drain. You won't be able to account for it. You won't be able to explain why it left. But then again, it will be like as if the money never came. Just take it as it is. It is your own planning, what you do, what you have upstairs that actually helps you manage things or manage wealth. I once watched on YouTube where someone was like, any fool can make money, but not everyone can maintain or sustain money, which is just the truth. I also saw somewhere, or I read somewhere, where they were like, if they gave everyone in the world the same amount of money, after some time, all the money in the world will still end up in the pocket of a few people. Think about that. So rather than you being depressed that I don't have money, for those that are financially depressed, because I think like young adults and teenagers, this is the brackets that you people fall under. Like, we all fall under, like, we are all financially depressed, everybody needs money. But rather than you feel bad about that, what investment do you have in yourself? What skill do you have? Because even if everybody starts from zero and we are all giving $1,000, at the end of the day, all the money in the world will still go to the pocket of a few people, because these people would come up with things that would make average people spend their own $1,000 on them. It's just logic. And one more thing is that regardless of what you go through, do not abuse substance. Substance does not take away the pain. Substance does not help in any way. Substance only suppresses things. Alcohol basically allows you not to form memories. It suppresses your brain from forming memories. So you're not actually forgetting anything. You're just not thinking about anything. And when you become sober, the wave of whatever it is that you are running away from will hit you again. So why not just face the pain you are meant to face and figure ways to come out of it, rather than just numb it. You become dependent on that stuff. I'm just saying, I'm not here to judge anybody. I live by my own yardstick. And these are the things I've gone through. And I just hope it makes meaning to you too. Depression is real. And if you are going through something like that, talk to somebody about it. It's not until it gets you suicidal before you open up. Don't get to that point. And don't abuse substances, because everyone will see you laughing. Everyone will see you happy and hype and all that stuff. But you alone will know where the shoe hurts. He that weareth the shoe alone knows where that shoe is pinching him. So you alone will know where the shoe hurts. And before you let that shoe destroy your leg, speak out, speak up. We are at that age where substance abuse is cool. If you get to a time, it will stop being cool. You become a nuisance. Before you get to that point, speak up. Drop the drugs, drop the bottle, drop the weed. It does so much harm than good, mentally, emotionally, even financially. You're complaining you're broke, but you still have money to spend on substances. Isn't that madness? But then I've been there, so I know how that feels. And it does hurt me to know or see someone else do or go through that. But then again, this is just like my own tiny tidbits, like the little that I can just offer. And if you are interested in like learning side also, I do have a link that I'll be dropping in the podcast description below. And I think they do have a range of things for you to like pick up. And if you don't find what you want on there, you know what you want, yeah? You can use Google, you can use YouTube, you can use a lot of resources within your disposal to like acquire skills and invest in yourself, because that's the most important thing. Let's leave all the hype of social media. Let's leave everything behind. Happiness, the true happiness, it comes from within. When you are happy with yourself, that is when you can radiate happiness. You can't give what you don't have. It's one thing people need to know. You can't give what you don't have. Even if you're faking your life or you're living the fakest of life, you still can't give what you don't have. Rather than fake it, just build gradually. Just build. Just keep building. It's painful. It comes with a lot of pain and burden and all that. But build gradually. Build. Just build. 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 Before you know, one day you would have built a castle and you would like be wondering, when did I even start? Baby steps, I say it, is better than no steps. And with all this that I have said, I do hope I have made meaning to you.
If you have enjoyed this episode and would like to listen to more contents like this, please subscribe and turn on your notifications in order not to miss the latest episodes as they drop. Thank you for listening, and always remember to stay curious. Peace.